Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Midday Show with Rick and John on the home of the Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And literally like 1 hour from now, the NCAA tournament is going to get going. And Coach Bud, we welcome you in here. It is great to have you on once again. First of all, good morning, Coach. How you living?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. And you know how big this day is for America. People take off work. People go on vacations. They fly out to Vegas. This is a big, big deal. Probably the second biggest sporting event in America behind the Super Bowl. So I'm just curious, like, Coach, you're an Arizona fan, right? Haven't we talked about that?
Big time. Love the Cats.
Cool. So talk to me about – I have Arizona losing to Nova – .. in the championship game. So I'm obviously high on Ayton and Trier and all that they have there. But A, talk to me about Zona, and B, how much of this tournament are you going to watch?
I will watch a decent amount. It's I'm lucky to be a coach and to be at this level in the NBA, but I'm kind of like the rest of America. It sucks me in. I love it. And you know, obviously there's the fringe benefit of getting to watch a lot of great players and great coaches and steal some stuff and all that, but it's a great time of the year, no doubt. I love it, and you know, I hopefully won't sleep on my real job, but you know, I'll be sneaking peeks in as much as I can the next, you know, 2-3 weeks.
So, Coach, a day like today, you guys obviously have a game tonight against Charlotte. We'll be there for Unity Night with V103 and WAOK and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How much are you able to watch today with games tipping off at 12:20?
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting because I usually get a good workout. So I think while I'm on the treadmill or the elliptical or everything, I'll be watching games then. And when I'm eating a lunch, instead of just, you know, vegging or talking or anything, I'll probably have a TV in front of me while I'm eating lunch. And maybe I take a little nap on game day, cut it short. So I don't know. I'll sneak some in. I don't know exactly how much, but I'll get some in for sure.
Coach, talk to me about Arizona. And you know, obviously they've had just a little bit of adversity, you know, and you know, you don't have to go into the details on all that, but they're your squad, man. Like, you know, there's some big time team. You got Michigan State, you've got Kansas, you've got Nova, you know, you've got Virginia in the same bracket with Arizona. Do you have Arizona winning at all?
I do. I admit I did two brackets, but I definitely have Arizona in my 1A bracket or my number one bracket. It's part of it, you know, when you're born and raised somewhere and you have siblings that went there and you grew up living and dying with them, you just can't get it out of your system. And so I actually don't know as much about them as I should. I know they're good. I know they're well coached. I know they got a lot of great players. And but it's not like I don't watch a lot of college basketball during the season. And I'm there with the Cats. If the Cats were the 15th seed, I might pick them to win it all. So, It's just fun, you know, when you're a kid and you follow something. I guess I'm not sure I've grown up yet.
Not to bring back a bad memory, didn't they lose to a 15 seed with Steve Nash in Santa Clara years and years ago?
Santa Clara, and like the 6'10", 7-foot blonde guy was just killing us with like jumpers and offensive rebounds. Oh, yeah, they lost. That one hurt. I think it was in Salt Lake City in that league, so I definitely remember it.
All right, so, Coach, I noticed what you said, and I want John to sort of piggyback your answer here on this, because it's bracket time, okay? We're filling out brackets. People that aren't even really big basketball fans are filling out brackets, and you just said you had two different brackets. I'm a one-bracket guy, but you're a lot smart. But, Coach Bud, you're a lot smarter than me, bro, okay? You got the zeros to prove it. So, like, sell me on the two-bracket thing, because I'm not a two-bracket guy. I'm a one-bracket guy.
Well, if you're really trying to test like how much you know and really how the one bracket's the way to go, because that's what's in your heart, that's what you really think is going to happen, and you get more respect if you win it with one bracket. Like I'm like that's the truest form of it. But I'm hedging my bets. You know, you're not sure who's winning that 7-10 game, 8-9, and I don't have a strong opinion either way. You know, I do a couple of them, and one of them I do one way, and the other one I do the other way, and you know, and that, but then you're like, well, which one is your real bracket? Like, I always make that my first one, and then I kind of hedge on a couple others because I like to be in the game as you're going down the stretch. If my real bracket's out and I have nothing to do, so I just kind of throw a couple extra in so I can hopefully stay in the game if my real one's kind of a little shaky.
As a basketball guy, and this is just for guys in general, is there anything more infuriating than like Sally in accounting who wins the bracket pool and she picks the bracket by going with the jersey colors of the teams?
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating, but then it's part of the beauty of it, too. It's just, you just laugh. You're like, this is the craziest time of year, and it just adds fuel to the like the madness, I guess.
No doubt about it, man. And there's been some madness in a very good way for Torrey and Prince lately. We've got Coach Bud on the WadeFord.com hotline on the court with Coach Bud, brought to you by Delta. Coach, this is exactly what we all wanted to see. And it was, I don't know if it was a sophomore slump or what, but I think all of us expected Torrey and Prince to take at least one step up. We had to wait a minute, but we are getting that step up the ladder right now, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, no, really, really happy with how he's playing and, the way he's seeing the game and how aggressive he's being. And, hopefully both ends of the court, I really think, hopefully everybody's picking up. I think his defense is just, there's a more aggressive mindset. He's, I think, taking and he's learning. Even coaches, the sport is always changing. Season to season it changes. And hopefully you're getting smarter and better, how you're defending things. And I think no doubt Torian has. Hopefully as a group and coaches, we're getting smarter. And I think his defense is a lot better. And then, obviously everybody sees how he's playing offensively. And he's in a good place. And, can he – now the real thing for young players is can he do it again tonight? And can he do it again on Saturday? Can he do it again on Tuesday? And, just consistently be great. And, but he's certainly had a nice stretch here.
Coach, how frustrating was it to hear Kent Bazemore was going to miss the rest of the year with a bone bruise? Because Kent had had a really nice stretch of games.
Yeah, no, I mean, the playing part is the obvious. Everybody sees it, knows it. But, his leadership and the way he competes and the spirit that he plays with, and, it's just critical for us. And, we've got a lot of young guys and trying to develop and grow them to have somebody like Kent as a living, walking, playing, everyday example of how we want to play and what we want to be about. It's a big blow. I was really, the way we played against Oklahoma City the other night, in that first half was great. I think everybody's, ready to just kind of next guy up. You guys are going to get opportunities. And Babe, I think, is going to be in. I'm like another assistant coach for the last 15 games or so. He's going to be in their ear and be on them to make sure they're competing and doing things the right way. So, but it's certainly a big miss for us.
Coach, I don't know if they track these stats. I'm a stat guy. I love stats. I like milestones, records, all that kind of stuff. It seems to me that your Atlanta Hawks are setting a record for call-ups and drop-downs to the G League. I'm trying to be a little bit sarcastic here, but I mean, literally from your great PR department, I'm getting an email like daily on Majette and Lee and all these guys coming and going back and forth. Have you guys like chuckled about that at the water cooler? Like, yeah, I think we're setting a record here for G League call-ups and send-downs.
No, I mean, there's no doubt there's a car that's getting a lot of work going to and from the Atlanta airport, and I don't even know where they're flying it out of an area, so... but I think, the thing that's great or that's real is the connection, having your own G League team, having your own coaching staff, your own training staff, and having that comfort level to send a guy down for a couple games and get his rhythm or get healthy or do different things and then have him come back and maybe have him. It's just, it's hard for fans. Or so, we've wanted to have our own G League team for a long time, and now Tony Ruster and the ownership group that make it happen, and hopefully they see how we use it and how aggressive we are. It's just been awesome. The injuries and some of the 10 days and that's you don't want that, but to have that connection with your G League team and, I think they have a chance of making the playoffs, which I think is maybe the first time for a G League team in the history to have like an expansion team, which is what they're considered to make the playoffs. So it's pretty cool. We want them to have success and continue to grow and develop stuff like that.
Coach, the last couple of nights, the offense has been clicking defensively. You guys haven't played that well. Charlotte coming to town tonight. What do you have to take away from them defensively tonight to try to pick up the W?
Yeah, you know, it's Kemba Walker's always usually where it starts in Charlotte with some dynamic scoring force. And, you know, the way he, you know, started scoring from the three-point line the last year or two, taking his range and his game outside the line, he's just a handful. But, you know, I think Dwight Howard's been playing really well and scoring more, and, you know, whether it be the pick and roll or other situations. You know, so those two are kind of, you know, they can really – make your defense bend, and you have to do different things, and, you know, then stay with shooters and keep Gilchrist off the boards. But, you know, I think it really usually starts with Kemba, and I think that's where it'll be tonight. And, you know, try and hopefully limit the post and how they're scoring there too.
Coach, as you know, it's the Dwight Howard Bowl tonight with him being a former Hawk. It's also Unity Night, and 92.9 The Game will be there in full force, including Hugh Douglas trying to defend hot sauce on the court. There's been some debate around here about how Hugh Douglas should approach his defensive stance against hot sauce, who's got a lot of moves and a lot of sizzle. What would be your recommendation to Big Hugh?
Oh, get into him, physical, bump him, hold him, grab him. Like, isn't that what football players do? So
yeah.
Don't just be like, when he starts to dribble, let's tackle him.
Isn't that a technical foul or a flagrant, Coach?
Are there referees out there when Hot Sauce is doing his thing? I don't see any. I think the refs take a break and get a drink of water, so Hugh's got to take advantage of it.
Here's the only thing, Coach. We just hope that Hugh doesn't look as ridiculous as Darren Revelle did the other night when he went viral, falling down and flailing around. We told Hugh, as long as he doesn't do that, he'll be okay and make us proud tonight.
I like it.
Go Cats, Coach. Appreciate your time, man.
All right. Take care, guys. Talk to you later.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.